Hi everyone, good evening. Today we're going to discuss something about kefir, obviously. But we're going to tell you something about kefir and how it can actually help you manage your weight. By now, you know, you would have actually understood and known at least that kefir is a very, very natural and a very strong and nice probiotic. Now, I'll tell you what is a probiotic. Probiotics are basically the good elements or good bacteria. Don't get scared when I use the word bacteria. It is basically means to a layman or to somebody who's not so from the, you know, it's basically a very doctor wali term. So bacteria would actually mean there are some good things, good people and bad people. Similarly, in our gut, in our stomach, we have some good elements and bad elements. So probiotics is basically a lot of good elements. These good elements helps our body to function properly. They actually helps us to improve the immunity so that we don't catch any disease, maybe headache or cough or cold or any skin problem, any acne problem, any problem that you face in a day-to-day life. If you are actually, you know, falling sick more often, then that is again because the good elements in your stomach, in your body are getting less. So in that case, you should, instead of taking, you know, over-the-counter medicines, you should be actually taking a natural probiotic, which is kefir, or it is also called kefir. One thing is very clear. If your body is healthy, you know, then you will not gain weight. A person gains weight only when the bad elements, they outgrow the good elements in the body. So suppose my weight is increasing. So it doesn't mean that, obviously, some of the percentage is also your diet. If you consume more of diet, more of sugar, more of fried and everything, obviously you will gain weight. But to digest that fatty food, you need good amount of probiotics or the good elements. So if you include kefir in your diet, it will actually, you will be able to cut down on your fatty things that you consume. Obviously, if you are looking out to manage your weight, you should be taking less of these things. There is no doubt about it. But instead of, if you think that only by taking kefir and you take a lot of sugar, you take a lot of sugary drinks, you take a lot of colas and whatnot, you know, the over-the-counter fruit juices and all, which is again wrong. Kefir, if you're actually wanting to lose your weight, you should be cutting down on your sugar, which is number one, and obviously the fried factor, the fried foods. When you include kefir in your diet chart, it will actually repair your whole body. It will actually give you more of good elements, which will help you in losing your weight or managing your weight. There is no doubt about it. So if, see, the best part about kefir is that you can take it any time of the day. It is not that you have to take it in the breakfast. You can take it during lunch. You can take it during as evening snack. You can take it as a part of your dinner. In fact, if you take kefir in your dinner time, then you will have a very nice sleep. You know, it actually makes you sleepy if you take it at night. So this is a small audio about kefir today. Rest I'll cover in my next audio. If you still have any doubts, you can actually ring me up at 4500936 or you can write me a mail at shipkefir@gmail.com. Till then, see ya, bye bye, take care. And yes, please take care of yourself, which is very, very important. Health is wealth, guys. See ya, bye.